6-7. It is 6:45 this Saturday morning. It is looking very misty outside, but it promises to be a beautiful day in Cape Town nonetheless. And Jeff Aliff, good morning. What can we do with it?
Yeah, good morning. Well, as you've just heard recently, the big news to start off this morning is I should have been at the registration of the 2020 ABSA Cape Epic. Was due to be happening starting at the University of Cape Town, an event that I have a very close personal relationship with for many, many years. And yesterday, a race committee made a decision that this event was not going to take place due to COVID-19. And in the official press release that they sent out late yesterday, out of concern for the health and safety of the riders and other stakeholders, following recent advice from the Western Cape government, they have no choice but to cancel the 2020 ABSA Cape Epic due to COVID-19. Mediclinic, the event's medical partner since inception and who provide services to many Western Cape events, supports the decision and it has the full support of the sponsors, including the headline sponsor, ABSA. It was interesting, and it was a decision, Africa, that was, I know for a fact, was not taken easily, but was made with the very best interests of everybody in the current situation. And a radio colleague of mine, Paul Kay, who also has a very close connection with the ABSA Cape Epic, sent me a private message yesterday, and I think his words really summed up the situation for me. And Paul's message: the world will reset itself. Hopefully, we will all realize how connected we all are, and we need to look after each other and everything that lives. Focus on what's totally necessary and not what is on greed related. So that was a message from Paul that I really think hit the nail on the head.
I should also announce that we are trying to reach out to the management of the ABSA Cape Epic to obviously extend a little bit more on the press release that they released quite late yesterday, making the decision to cancel the 2020 ABSA Cape Epic, which, as Jeff says, was due to start with what would happen on the first day again at UCT?
It was going to be registration today with all the riders registering, and then, of course, the prologue getting underway. The official start was going to be the prologue tomorrow, yeah. On to other matters. Top Cape Town violinist Luca Hart, when she's not immersed in writing and performing music, indulges in her other passion, which is mountains and the outdoors. Luca is a qualified guide and has a very different and very attractive activity, which she offers, and that is taking guests outdoors onto some lesser-known hikes onto the mountain of the Western Cape and giving them not only a wonderful hiking experience, but a wonderful experience with that renowned and favorite drink of all mountaineers, and that is tea. Luca gave me more details about what she calls her Table Mountain tea experience.
Okay, well, I guess being in the music industry for so long and struggling, as all musicians know, I realized that I need to diversify and I need to start checking out my other skills and maybe actually try and make money from that. But obviously, I've loved the outdoors since I was a child. I often go into the mountain with my tea as a break from the music industry and as a break from that full-time hustling and social media and being your own boss and everything. So I just decided to combine the two, and I did a tour guiding course through Livingston, and I decided to take what I'm passionate about, which is outdoors and finding secret locations and like epic little lookout points if you're looking out onto the ocean or looking out onto the other people hiking and they can't see you, stuff like that. And offering a tea tasting because I love rooibos, I love buchu tea. I have another tea as well from South America that I incorporate. So you taste three teas, you have some snacks, I take you to an epic off the beaten track location, and we just experience the tranquil side of what Table Mountain has to offer. And I feel a lot of tourists only see the hyped up sides, which is like top of Lion's Head, top of Table Mountain, and there's never quiet. There's no one sitting down and experiencing nature. They're taking pictures and running down again. So that's what I would like to offer.
The people that go on your hikes, you talk about the craziness of rushing to cable cars and stuff. So you obviously, like you said, you're taking them to the little, small, out-of-the-way places. Fitness levels, I mean, age groups, is there any sort of status quo that's required from the potential clients, or is it open to anybody?
I would say I would like to open it up to everybody and to cater for the specific group. So if I get an elderly couple, I'll change the hike. I'll still find something off the beaten track because I do have a lot of different locations in my head. I'll just pick something different. But I would say the best locations to get to definitely require some fitness level. So it's definitely not harder than Lion's Head. It would be that kind of level. Okay. And I'd like to branch out to all people, even kids if they've got parents, if it's a big group. Yeah.
How do people get hold of you if they want to experience the tea tasting?
So I'm on Instagram mostly. It's under Table Mountain Tea Party. You can just type that in. I'm also on Airbnb Experiences, and there I'm called Table Mountain Tea Tasting because that somehow gets more views. And then you can send me a WhatsApp.
What a wonderful idea, Jeff.
Absolutely. And, as I said in that intro, it's Luca is not going to take you up Plata Klip Gorge or, on one of the sort of the well-trampled areas. But she has got a nice selection of sort of the lesser known beautiful areas of the mountain. I also mentioned tea has always been a favorite drink of most mountaineers. Most of my climbing friends will go and do a couple of pitches or a couple of climbs and they'll sit and enjoy a cup of tea. So it's just something special about having tea in the mountains. So that's certainly worth checking out. If you're an animal lover, there's an event called Bark in the Park today, Greenpoint Park, from 10 o'clock till 3 p.m. It's a family fun day to raise funds for sterilization of dogs and cats in the townships. It's happening, from 10 to 3. And it also involves at 9 a.m. there's a core free Pilates class donation to be given by the participants, as well as a dog show at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Also some outdoor yoga at 9 o'clock at the Company Gardens, brought to you again by the Om Revolution, the mobile yoga studio. The hike for Peninsula Rambas today, a meeting at 9 o'clock. It's a Musenberg beach walk, you'll be walking for about an hour and 60 minutes back on the sand, an hour out and an hour back on the shallow surf. Get your feet wet and you can enjoy some hot chocolate or tea at need after the hike. And there's also a mindful walk in nature today in Kirstenbosch Gardens that is starting at 8:45, from 8:45 to 11 at Kirstenbosch Gardens. And you can go to moirabermeister.co.za to make a booking or to get more details. That's www.moirabermeister.co.za. And finally, just throwing ahead in your diary, you can join the Two Oceans Aquarium Trash Bash, one of their regular beach cleanups happening at Lagoon Beach on the 21st of March. That's next weekend. They want to do everything they can to tackle plastic pollution on the coastline, and Lagoon Beach is the area that they're going to be going to next weekend, and that one starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's it from me, Africa. I'll chat to you guys again tomorrow.